Montgomery County Memorial Hospital and Clinics is anticipating October for the arrival of the Da Vinci robotic surgical system. CEO Mike O'Neill, Crystal Feta, and Shauna Boswell tell KCSI KOAK Radio more about this exciting addition.
I want to talk about that.
I know you do.
Because this is the Da Vinci robot. I always ask everyone I have the opportunity, so what's technology look like? What's the advancement in technology? How is that changing? This is spot on exactly what we're talking about, right?
Yes.
This is, I mean, it looks like something that you would see in a sci-fi movie. If you just Google that and look at images, it's pretty crazy what it looks like. But this is what people would say, and I think it's like $3 million or something, $2 or $3 million.
Yep.
This is what younger professionals that are in this field, this is what they're trained on, and this is what they're looking for when they go and make a choice where to go, correct?
Yeah, this is what they're, what training they have when they're coming out of school now is on the robot. And if you were would go to the city, actually there's a backlog to use the robot by specialists on patients as well. So
what will it be used for? So specifically,
it is specific to certain modalities. So all gynecology procedures, so think hysterectomies.
Okay.
Urology procedures. Dr. Corder can do a lot more. He already does quite a few surgeries here, but he can add to that what he's able to do here. And then it's general surgery as well. So think your gallbladder removals, your bladder or your bowel surgeries, your appendix. Different things like that. So,
and the reason that it is important and is better, tell me why it's better. If you had to say the reason that this is better or your patients are better off to want this service or this option available.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so smaller incisions, less kind of time in the abdomen. Mm-hmm. It's very precise, so it's going exact. I mean, the physician is controlling it. The surgeon is kind of controlling the arms, but it's going exactly where it needs to go. And then so shorter recovery time.
So, yeah, less trauma, we could say, with those procedures so that you're going to recover faster. But it also guards against mistakes in that, if you're doing this by hand and someone sneezes or something happens, right, and these things can happen, this thing is like guards against any of those sudden movements or erratic movements, and is very precise and really mitigates some of those other concerns that may be there. Is that correct?
Yep, that's spot on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's pretty cool.
It is cool.
And it literally, so this is, you look at it and it's like there's the doctor is sitting off with his, like in this shield thing. It looks like the officials when they're making a review in a football game, right? And when they look in that little screen and they're watching the replay, it's similar to that. They're looking in that, except he's got a whole thing of that he's controlling there. And then it's got a whole series of arms that somehow penetrate into the body.
Yep.
That's my description, Mr. O'Neill.
And it hold the arms, hold the instruments and go where they need to go and tie what they need to tie and clip what they need to clip. And it's pretty cool.
So is this AI driven? Is there some intelligence on board with this thing too?
Yes.
Yep. And what makes this really safe is that behind the scenes, it's continually being monitored by others as well.
So I was going to ask.
In the event
that
something happens, yes, and so they have minimal downtime or anything like that. So that's the safety of all of this. You still have people standing around the table. You have techs, surgical techs. You have nurses that are still standing around the table, and then the surgeon is off to the side in its cockpit, they call it. So looking into this,
the screen.
Screen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
okay.
I think most importantly is that it's still the surgeon who is controlling this and making those decisions.
Yeah.
So it's just another resource or another tool, another instrument that they can use, but they're still the ones performing that surgery.
Again, the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital and Clinics is anticipating October for the arrival of the Da Vinci robotic surgical system. Stay tuned to KCSI KOAK Radio and we'll keep you updated.